What do you do when managing your staff seems and feels harder than simply doing it yourself? Hi, welcome to another conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out about me and how to work with me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're solving the quandary, or at least starting the conversation of a familiar quandary that a lot of bosses and managers have. What do you do when your staff members are simply not getting the job done? I have been there so many times as a manager myself in the past, and I can tell you my gut instinct always is to simply skip the offending staff member and do it myself, because the story I create is that it'll take less time and I could do it better anyway. However, if you've been in management for a while, you know that that's ineffective leadership, because we should be focusing on what we do best and then delegate the rest. But what do you do when you have an underperforming staff member? What do you do when you have a team player who is slowing down your business growth and its productivity? It can feel really hard to navigate. And in small companies, when the company size and the staff size may just be you and an assistant or you and a couple of people, it can feel so personal. And it can feel so hard to have those conversations that center around, this isn't really working out. I need something different. But before you even get to that hard conversation, there's a lot you can do with yourself, and that's right where I want to start. So let's listen in to today's listener question, and then I'm going to find you on the other side. Heather, I am in a pickle and feel unsure of how to get out of it. I haven't heard that expression in a while, in a pickle. I rather like it. I have a business offering gardening tips and directions. It's a subscription model, so I offer different tips depending on season so people can have a year-round garden. My subscriber number is rising, and I was struggling with the customer service aspect. Lots of subscribers means lots of emails to manage. I was getting buried. I also had pesky tasks that were falling by the wayside and thought to hire a personal assistant. I felt like I didn't have enough work to hire experts on a particular task, so I went looking to hire someone who could simply be my right hand. Managing someone is taking a lot of time and is a lot of work. She never seems clear on what she's supposed to be doing. It takes her crazy long amounts of time to complete tasks, and I can't keep up with all of her questions. I thought I trained her well. I had screenshot videos of me doing particular tasks. I showed her a list of responses I used for various email inquiries, and I gave her a description of daily, weekly, and monthly tasks I expected to be done. It's been 3 months, and she has yet to act independently. She is always double-checking with me and seems generally nervous and afraid to screw up, which is basically making me feel like she's incompetent and that I made a mistake. What do I do here, and can I make this work? Okay, yes, absolutely you can make this work. There's a lot of steps between now and the we need to have a talk with your staff member. The first conversation I want you to have is with yourself. I really like the system you started with the screen share videos and the list of specific tasks, the descriptions for those tasks, and the deadline for each of those tasks. But what is missing from here, and I don't know if it just simply came from your frustration and you were trying to get to the point quickly, or perhaps you haven't actually done this piece, is as you taught each task, so after the video or after the email templates that you offered or after the deadline of tasks, what was your system for checking to ensure that she understood it, that she got what your training was about, that she took away what she needed to? So for example, if you modeled for her in a screen share how to use a template when a customer wanted their money back, did you observe her sending that same email? Did you read her response back? Did you look at what her work product was, give her the gold star, and tell her she could go on her way? Or is she learning this on the fly? And what I mean by that is to say that, yes, you trained her. Yes, you gave her the information, but no, you didn't ever develop a system for seeing that she got it, for seeing that you're actually on the same page with her and that what you said was what she heard. So the first step before you start worrying that this is a bad hire, before you start deeming her just wholly incompetent, the first thing I want you to do is to go back to basics and check in with her and to say, when she has a question about something that was addressed in a video that you taught her, to say, hey, that was in one of the training videos. Did you watch the video? And if she says yes, then say, it seems as though it might be prudent for you to go back and rewatch the video, and then let me know if you still have the question. A lot of bosses and managers are hesitant to do that, to hold that kind of accountability. But what ends up happening, and we know this about how we learn things ourselves, if you simply give your staff member the answer and they don't engage in the learning process themselves, they don't actually ever retain the information. That it's like, if you think about, I was just using this example with someone else the other day. If you think about a GPS, if you don't know your way around town and you just enter a GPS address and the GPS tells you to take a right, take a left, take another right, take another left, you haven't really learned how to get somewhere. You haven't actually learned the town or how to navigate it. You have simply learned how to follow directions. So you don't understand the process. You don't understand the big picture. You simply have gotten really good at following directions. And that is a lot of what happens with people when they're simply given the answer on automatic pilot. Because my story is that you gave her the videos, you expected her to independently watch all of them, understand, come to you with questions, but there was no evaluation process on your end to ensure that she had actually grasped the information. So then what ends up happening is she's learning on the fly. With each email she's writing, with each task she's doing, she has no idea whether or not she understood it. So she's checking with you, and then you have gotten into a habit of parroting the answer and just simply saying yes or correcting it rather than ensuring that she's taken the steps to learn and do it herself. The task as a manager here isn't to solve the problem. The task as a manager is to teach the skill. So when these problems exist, the first thing you want to do is make sure there's an understanding of the skill set. And you can just go back to your staff member and say that and say, hey, listen, I asked you to do this, but you know, the past couple of weeks you've been coming at me with questions. It seems like you're unclear. So let's walk through this one time together. I'm going to watch you and give you feedback, and then we can decide together when you're ready to tackle this independently. Because if there's a review process, if you then can see the employee completing the task, meeting your expectations, and you check it off, then you can be reassured that the person is understanding the skill set asked. Then, if after you've done that, there still continues to be concern on your part with the work product, you have now created a base that allows for the accountability conversation to say, hey, listen, you know, when you first started, I gave you those videos and we had a little bit of a trip up. So I had you go back and watch them again to ensure that you understood. We didn't continue on together until I was sure you had. Now we're in this conversation. I'm wondering what the problem is and why it didn't get done to the specifications that I've asked for and that you then confirmed that you knew. That's how you have the accountability. You can't hold accountability until you can feel confident that the skill in question is something you have directed and taught and seen your staff member do independently. A lot of times we think that process ends with simply describing the direction or simply defining the task, but a lot of people are coming to these situations from all different walks of life, all different work experiences, and what's obvious to us may not be obvious to them. So we need a system to ensure that they've learned and absorbed the material that we're going to be holding them accountable to. Now, the next question I want you to look at is her Inability to be independent is how you described it. The first thing I'm curious about here is, have you let your staff member know that you have an expectation and an allowance for her to be independent, to make these decisions on her own? Does she know that she can solve a problem without checking you with you? Does she know that she can do this without getting your rubber stamp on it? Or has there somehow been a message that's either been stated or implied that she can't pass go, she can't collect her $200 until she talks to you? Because a lot of times we are creating these unwritten and unspoken habits in the way we do things at the beginning. So if as she was learning her job, she got in the habit of asking you or double checking with you, and then you gave her the correction and you told her what to say or do instead, and then she went off and did it, this isn't about her being incompetent. This isn't about her being dependent. This has become a learned pattern of behavior of how she moves through the world and works for you. So if you want her to be able to act more independently and to take more independent action, you need to be clear with her and to let her know that that's your expectation and that she has your blessing to do that. If she's experiencing you by chance as a micromanager, as someone who needs to have all the details, then of course she's going to be defensive. Of course she's going to kind of go on that prevent defense and tell you all the information you need, lest you be, you know, thinking that she's the problem or that she's done something wrong. So if you don't want her over communicating, rather than creating a story about what her over communicating means, just have a conversation with her. Tell her what you'd like to see happen next. Tell her what your expectations are, and then the two of you can go from there. Now, here's the thing. And every single time you skip her and do a task yourself or go around her or avoid the hard conversation, you are postponing the inevitable, some sort of crisis where she really mucks it up. And more often than not, that muck up will be right at a critical part of your business. So it's important to engage in a conversation to say, hey, we're just figuring this out together. I wanted you to be my right hand, but I've had my right hand for as many years as I've been alive. I don't expect you to just learn this in 3 months and be able to catch up, but I do want to set you up for success to make this work. And then you can review expectations. You can review sort of standard operating procedures. You can go through anything that you feel like she doesn't grasp. Make sure that you're on the same page. And then what I would do is I would have a frank and honest conversation with her, is to say, you know, X amount of time ago, you applied for this job. At the time, this is how I described it. This was the general sort of expectation of your work. Now that we've been here for a while, now that the job description has shifted and changed just a bit, I want to make sure this is still something you want to do. Because if you check with her, if you have that conversation, if the job has become more intense than she sort of had predicted, if the pressure is higher than she would have chosen for herself, you are giving her that get out of jail free card to own it and to say it. Because if she says, no, we're good, I got this, then again, you have the foundation for the accountability to say, hey, we checked in about the job description. We agreed that this was a job I still wanted you to do, and you agreed that it was still something you wanted to do, and now we've hit a roadblock and we need to talk about it. And then you can review and unpack what didn't work and what expectations of yours were failed to be met, and give your employee an opportunity to fix it. But this starts with self-inventory, and then it continues on with a conversation, a teaching conversation with your staff member, so that you can then move to accountability, and then you can move to expectations. That's how you organize this for yourself. And it's totally understandable that you didn't know this, because you were just looking at this from, I need somebody to do X, Y, and Z. And what I wanted to shift your lens with today is, I want to teach somebody and lead somebody through the process of X, Y, and Z. This isn't just a handoff of tasks so you don't have to deal with it. This is an expectation of how you want things to be done, so people can be doing it the way you would be doing it in your absence. This isn't easy, and we all learn by making horrible mistakes. But the good news is we can pick ourselves up, we can dust ourselves off, and we can try again. This is totally workable right now. You just need to go back to the beginning, ensure that the training steps have been made, ensure that there's understanding and acceptance of the job description, and then you need to move confidently toward accountability and affirming that expectation. It's not easy, but I'm so glad you reached out to me today. And this was right up my alley. If anybody else is struggling with a staffing conundrum, trying to figure out how to best train or teach to a skill, I love doing these management and leadership questions. I would really welcome your scenario, and I'll gladly offer my 2 cents. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.